By the grace of you, just BCCSA, Bronchitis Complaint Commission of South Africa. By the grace right to you, you decide a man I'm a mochi I'm winning a doctor with Pastor Mrs. NB Mama Bolo, 12 to 3 p.m. Time to meet with your Mama Bolo, 6 to 9 p.m. Whipping my dust for the night by joy comes in the morning with Pastor Patrick Mundebele, 8 to 9 a.m. Different colors, white people, with Pastor Nathan Kolofero Malachi, 9 to 12 a.m. Streams Healing and Talk with Samuel Malapani, 3 to 6 p.m.
Greetings in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I welcome you to By the Grace Internet Radio Station, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul, whatever it takes for a soul. We love you and we appreciate your listening. Stay blessed. Amen.
Good evening. Dumelang. Sanibonani. Hello, how are you? My name is Pastor John. I welcome you to our show, Time to Meditate, with myself, Pastor John Mamabulo. The time is 6:03. I have just entered our studio, www.radio.bythegrace.org. You can send us a WhatsApp on 0328946585. You can call us on 0328946585 or 0732692731. You can send us email on the number radio@bythegrace.org, or you can chat to us on our website www.radio.bythegrace.org. There's a chat that you can use to chat with us, interact with me. It is time to meditate with myself and I. It's going to be awesome. Before we start our show, we start our show with prayer. But before we do that, let's just do this. As we are going to pray, I'm playing this after it. We are going to pray. Yeah, as a member, I told you before we start our show, we start our show by praying. Now I'm going to pray. Wherever you are, you can pray with me as I pray. We start our show with prayer. We are inviting God to be with us into this show tonight. It's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be awesome. Now we are praying. Wherever you are, you can pray with me as I pray. Daddy, we are praying tonight. We thank you, Lord. You have been with us from in the morning until this evening. You traveled with us from workplace until now. Daddy, as we start our show, a show that calls time to meditate, we are going to meditate tonight. Daddy, we invite you to come and be with us as we are going to meditate. Father, we thank you. You have been with us. Father, forgive us everything that we have done. Forgive us where we have wronged you, God. We are praying, Lord, forgive our trespasses. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. Lord, I'm praying to each and every listener who is going to listen to this show. I'm praying to each and every listener who will be listening to this show after tomorrow or even next year, that Lord, touch their hearts, restore their soul, because this station is a station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people, just for a soul. Father, as I pray, bring hope into their hearts, bring hope in their souls, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray, I thank you, God, in Jesus' name, amen. Yeah, we have invited God to be with us in our midst, in our show. There's nothing, we can't do anything if we don't invite God. Now, today is Tuesday. When I was going through Facebook, I have noticed that people, they have put their pictures, their loved one pictures, they said they choose them, which is Tuesday. Now, it is the 7th of August, 2018. The time is 10 past 6. It's time to meditate. We are meditating. The song that is playing in the background is an instrument. It's a song, a worshipping song. Or in other words, in the book of the Philajasyon, is a song that is playing in the background. Wherever I go, go with me. Now this song, or this song that is playing, it comes from the verse that we are going to meditate with tonight, in the book of Psalm 119. That is a scripture that we are going to meditate tonight. You can interact with me in our page on www.radio.bythegrace.org. You can interact with me via our WhatsApp, 083-289-4658. To each and every listener who have just tuned in now, I welcome you to our show, station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people, just for a soul, just for a soul. Now, the scripture that we are going to meditate, as I told you, is Psalm 119. That's a scripture that we are going to meditate. That's a song that is playing in the background. You know, when we were growing up, sometimes when we were hearing this song, we knew that they were singing this song at the funeral. Even now, people, they still sing this song in a funeral. Now, it's an illustrated, or this song, it qualified to be sang in a funeral. But this song itself, in a little message, it have a message. Gore se dila ka mponche tsela mo ke tsamaya. The time is 12 past 6. You are still with me, Pastor John Mamawolo. Time to meditate. This is our daily show that we are having every day from 6 to 9. Time to meditate. Sidila kamponche tsela. Now, we are still meditating. No, so let's just do this. Let's just do this.
By the grace radio, PCCSA, Ronkantis Complaint Commission of South Africa. By the grace radio, you decide the manana amabo utimoti amamu rata. Utona ni nane wala, huni e doctor. With Pastor Mrs. NB Mamabolo, 12 to 3 p.m. Time to mediate with John Mamabolo, 6 to 9 p.m. Whipping my dust for the night by joy comes in the morning with Pastor Patrick Mundebele, 8 to 9 a.m. Different colors, one people with Pastor Nathan Kolofero Malachi, 9 to 12 a.m. Streams Healing and Talk with Samuel Malapani. 3 to 6 p.m.
Yeah, we are meditating. So I believe and I know that as I speak now, some people, they are going to work. Some, they are coming from work. Some, they are stuck in the traffic. And they are going to they are going home. So some, they are admitted to hospital now as I speak. Some, they are discharged to the hospital. Some, they were dismissed to work at around 5. Some they were hired today at work, but nevertheless, it's time to meditate. And some people today, their birthday, it is their birthday today. Some their birthday was yesterday, but nevertheless, it's time to meditate. We thank God for that. We thank God for those who are birthday today. We thank God for them because God has protected them. Now you can interact with me in the studio on a number 0328946585. That is our WhatsApp number. Or you can even use that number to call. And you can send us email at radio@thegrace.org. You can chat to us on our website www.radio.thegrace.org. Time to meditate. The verse that we are going to read is in the book of Psalm 119. We will read from verse 1. But the verse that is the main verse for the show is in verse 15. But we are going to read from verse 1. Now, I want you to prepare your heart, prepare your mind, and I believe that God tonight is going to restore your soul, because you are in by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, just for a soul. So I want to say to you, we love you as by the Grace Radio, and we appreciate your support. We appreciate your listenership. We are what we are because of your listenership. So keep on listening. Time to meditate. Your life will never be the same again after this show. Your life will never be the same again. You are going to see changes after this show. Time to meditate. In other words, every day I say to people, when we meditate, it's like we look at the mirror. When you look at the mirror, you look at the mistakes that you have done. You look on the things that you've done. In other words, you come to your senses of whatever that you have done. Because I know and I believe that many people, they are not proud of what they did. Now, it's time for correcting those mistakes. It's time to correct that. It's time to rebuild ourselves. Because in the morning as we woke up, as I normally say to people, that many people, some of them, they woke up at 4 o'clock, some they woke up at 3, some they woke up at 5, some they woke up at 6, some they woke up at 7 to go to work. Different work. We go to different places. We are working different trades. Some they work in security. Some they working at admin. Some they working at office. Some they working at construction. But all in all, we in the morning when we woke up, we wake up and go to work. Some when they wake up in the morning, they woke up in the morning in order for them to go and what we call a marketing. They go and submit their CV. Now, I don't know, from in the morning until now, when you look at yourself, when you assess yourself, are you proud of what you have achieved? If not, it's time for us to meditate. As we continue to meditate, and we are correcting that. Now, let me just play this song as we meditate. This song is by David G, that my trust is in the Lord. I know you went through many things, but my trust is in the Lord as we meditate. Now, our subject or the verse that we are going to read is in Psalm 119. I'm going to start from verse 1. But before I do that, let me just play this song and welcome everybody who have just tuned now with this talk, that my trust is in the Lord, by David G. Thank you. Yeah, so it's time to meditate. You are with me, myself and I, Pastor John Mamawulo. By the Grace Radio, station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. It is Tuesday, 7th of August, 2018. Now, I welcome everybody who have just joined us now. We appreciate your support. We love you. Stay blessed. Now, the verse that we are reading is Psalm 119, verse number 1. Now, maybe you may have it in different languages or different translations, the way they translated it. Maybe you may have it in the Message, Good News, International Standard Version. But I want us to read it. Psalm 119, verse number 1. Now, the heading said, "Your word is a lamp to my feet." That is the heading. Your word is a lamp to my feet. Remember, we are in a show called Time to Meditate. We are meditating. Now tonight we are meditating with the scripture Psalm 119 verse number 1 until verse 15. Now verse number 1, it says, "You are blessed when you stay on course, walking steadily on the road revealed by God." Now he's saying you are blessed. Whoever who is listening to me now, I'm saying to you, you are blessed when you stay on course. You are blessed when you walk on steadily on the road revealed by God. You are blessed when you listen to God. You are blessed when you follow His direction. Now that is what David is saying. David is saying, you are blessed when you stay on course. Now, you are blessed when you walk with God. You are blessed when you listen to God. That is why in the heading it says, your word is my light, is a light to my feet. Your word is light to my feet. You are blessed when you stay on course. Now, let me just read it in a basic Bible English version. It says, "Alep, happy are they who are without sin in their ways, walking in the law of the Lord." Okay. "Happy are those who live, who lives are faultless, who live according to the law of the Lord." But I liked it with the Message when it say, "You are blessed when you stay on course, walking steadily on the road revealed by God." Now, there are people who are walking in a different way. But now, David is saying, a person who is blessed is a person who walk or who stay on course and who walk steadily on the road revealed by God. In this world, there are roads that are revealed by people. In this world, there are roads that are revealed by many people. But now, David was trying to say that the road that is revealed by God, when you go to that road, you are blessed. Now, when you read in the Proverbs, it's saying that there are roads when you look into them. but kopili kilifu. And I know and I believe that there are people wandering, they are walking through those roads. Baba nahana nguru tulabai turingio wana, but at the end, it will take you to death. At the end, it will take you to death. Now, let's go to Psalm chapter 1, verse number 1, until verse number 3. It supports the scripture that we read in Psalm 119, verse number 1. Now, when you go to Psalm 1, verse 1 to 3, it says, how well God must like you. You don't hang out at sin saloon. You don't sling along dead end road. You don't go to Smart Mount College. Instead, you thrill to God's weight. Okay. Let me just read it in... Basic Bible. English Vision. Okay, let's read in easy through English. Great blessings belongs to those who don't listen to evil, who don't live like sinners, and who don't join those who make fun of God. Let me repeat it. Great blessings belongs to those who don't listen to evil advice, who don't live like sinners, and who don't join those who make fun of God. Remember in Psalm 119, where we just read. We read, it talks about that. It talks about that great blessings belong to those who live pure life. They follow the Lord's teaching. That's what it's saying. Now, when you go to Psalm 1:1-3, it's saying great blessing belong to those who don't listen to evil advice, who don't live like sinners, and who don't join those who make fun of God. The blessings belong to those people. Those who don't take the advice of evil. Those who don't live like sinners. And those who don't join people who are making fun of God. They are people who are listening to advice of sinners. Let me just give an example. What kind of those advices? They advise you to go and steal. They advise you to go and rob the bank. They advise you to divorce your wife. They advise you to cheat. They advise you to do wrong things. The Bible says the blessings is not for those people. Blessings of God, the great blessings, is for those who don't listen to evil advice. And the blessings of God is those who don't live like a sinner. Blessings of God is those who don't make fun of God. There are people who are saying God is not existing. There are people who are making fun of God. The Bible says blessing don't belong to those people. That is why when you go to verse number 2, in verse number 2, it's saying that instead they love the Lord's teaching and think about them day and night. In other words, instead they love God's teaching and they meditate day and night. They meditate on the teaching of God day and night. That is why this show is about time to meditate. We are meditating. Now, let's go back to Psalm 119. Verse number 2. It also says, great blessings belong to those who follow his rules. They seek him with all their hearts. That is Psalm 119, verse number 2. Remember, we are still in a station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people just for a soul. And it's time to meditate. And the time is 6:32. Now, let's just do this. And when I come back, we will continue. We will continue with verse number 2. Let's just do this.
United of a gospel band, winning soul campaign. By the grace right to you, Yona, to the heart and the soul, to the people, just for a soul. Our Karakiramul Dagalinla Internet, www.radio@bythegrace.org, our radio@bythegrace.org, our church monomero 073-269-2731, our Karakiramu WhatsApp Yarina
0893-289-4658. Greetings in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I welcome you to By the Grace Internet Radio Station, the station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul, whatever it takes for a soul. We love you and we appreciate your listening. Stay blessed. Amen.
Yeah, so I'm back. The time is 6:34. Time to meditate. You can call us on 0328946 58. You can WhatsApp us the very same number, or you can Skype us on BTGM Radio, or you can send us email radio@bythegrace.org, or you can chat to us on www.radio.bythegrace.org, station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Now, remember, we are reading Psalm 119 from verse 1. Now, before I went to the break, I was in verse number 2. It says, great blessings belongs to those who follow his rules. They seek him with all their hearts. They seek him with all their hearts. The Bible says, seek and you will find. Seek, you will find. Now here he's saying, great blessing belongs to those who follow his rules. Great blessing belongs to those who meditate on his word. Great blessings belongs to those who seek him with all their hearts. Hona le batho ba loreng they are saying or they seek God. But basa musiki kade pelu cha bona. They just saying it because somebody said they should say that. Now, here King Solomon is saying, great blessings belongs to those who seek God with their heart. When you seek God with your heart, the Bible says, great blessings belongs to you. Great blessings belongs to you. Now, let me just go to Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 29. But there is this other land you will look for the Lord your God. And if you look for him with all your heart and soul, you will find him. Let me repeat it. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse number 29. But there in this other land, you will look for the Lord your God. And if you look for him with all your heart and your soul, you will find him. If you look for him with all your heart and your soul, you will find him. Blessings of God belongs to you. Great blessings belongs to those who follow his rule. Those who seek God with their heart. Mamela hona le batho ba banyaka modimo ka molomo fela. But Bible iri, if you seek God with your heart, I mean with your heart, full of your heart. You know, I used to hear people saying, I gave you my heart. And there's a song that I know, it's saying, I give you my heart, I give you my soul. Now, if you give God, if you seek God with heart, great blessings belongs to you. Great blessings belongs to you. So, let me play this song again. The song that sings the Tetodeo Tswanela. Then we'll continue.
Murena di re na si 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 re na
Yeah, we are saying Marnali Tutorial Channel as we meditate. We're still meditating. You are with me, myself and I, Pastor John Mamawol. We continue to meditate. We send it to Morena, the Outswanel. Chato dia motswana la ke modimo Time is quarter to seven. Time to meditate with me, myself and I, Pastor John Mamawolo. Radio at bythegrace.org. www.radio.bythegrace.org. 0832894658. That's a number that you can chat to us. You can send us WhatsApp. You can call us. Time to meditate. We are still in Psalm 119. Verse number 2. Remember we read verse 1, now we go to number 2. It says, blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with their whole hearts. As I said before we go to break, that you will be blessed when you seek him with all your heart, when you keep his testimonies. And I believe now as I speak, there are people who are having testimonies of what God has done in their life from today in the morning until now. You have a testimony that you can share with people. You have a testimony that you can share with your family, with what God has done in your life. Because God has done many things in your life. So that is why now it's time to meditate. We look back on the day and we say, Lord, we thank you for what I have achieved. If I didn't achieve anything, I say, Lord, help me so that tomorrow I can achieve this. It's time to meditate. The song that is playing in the background instrument is saying the title Marnari Otsanel. Because Mudimugan Otsani Chingrited, there is no one Yatsani Chingrited. Now let's jump. Now we go to Psalm 25:10. All the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness for those who keep his covenant and his testimonies. His testimonies. Now let's go to verse number 3. Remember, it's time to meditate. They don't do wrong, they follow his ways. People who are blessed. Remember the title of the chapter that we are reading. It said, your word is a lamp to my feet. Amen. Irlin tsela modimo ke le bone maoteng a rona. In other words, har sna lentswe for us to walk is difficult. That is why the Bible says the righteousness shall live by faith. Because lentswe ke le bone la rona maoteng a rona mo re tsamayang. Most nang siege where there is no light, kapa where there is darkness, when we apply the weight, the word bring light. Remember, we are in a show called Time to Meditate. Now, let's go. Let's go. Verse number 3. They don't do wrong. They follow his ways. There are people who are following some other people's ways. Remember in verse number 1, it says, those who live pure. Those are the ones who are blessed. Those who follow his teaching. Or those who follow his way. They are blessed. Those who don't do wrong, they follow his ways. Those people are blessed. If you are listening to me, you follow his way. I'm saying to you, you are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. Let me read it again with the message. That is right. You don't go off on your own. You walk straight along the road he set. Now, when you walk according to the road that he set, you don't go wrong. Remember I just said when you read the book of Proverbs, it's saying there are roads that look good to your eyes, but at the end, they are death. When I did Zila, telling people, but it's a Maya, and they end up being dying. Mamel, we all gonna die. What I'm saying is, there are Zila telling people it's a Maya. Get to the Rangori, they give you death. Yamoya. That is why when you read in Timothy, it's saying, "Wana lebato, baba shuling banze ba pil." There are people who are dead while they still alive, maraba shuile, because they don't follow itila jamudim. Now they don't follow the ways of God. Ba pil, maraba shuile. Now that is why in chapter verse 3 say, that is right, you don't go off on your own. You walk straight along the road. He said. Now, what am I? Katsula I sit down. Now, let me just do this on the background. Let me just play this song on the background. I want to regain our time. I sang with him. Let's just do this. Kiana Mudima Rita my sang. Verse number 3, Ibua Joalo. Iri, that is right. You don't go off your own. You walk straight along the road, he said. Kuruta magatela emudima iseta. You walk with the road that the God has set for you. That is what King David was saying. Remember, we still meditate. We're still meditating. Now, let's go to verse number 4. Lord, you gave us your instruction and you told us to always obey them. Now, when you go to Genesis, the Bible says, in the beginning, when God created Adam, he gave Adam instruction. Now, Adam followed instruction until the snake entered through Eve. And then Adam stopped to follow the instruction. I don't know today as I speak now, because I know and I believe that there are people who are having God gave them instruction in the morning. But because of how things are, we people, they end up not keeping the instruction that was given to them. Because remember verse number 4 is saying, Lord, you gave us your instruction and told us to always obey them. Now, when you obey the instructions of God, you will never go wrong. If you obey God's instruction, you will never go wrong. You will never, never go wrong. That is what verse number 4 is saying. Now, even if when we go to 13 chapter 6, verse 17, it said, you must be sure to obey the command of the Lord, your God. You must follow all the teachings and laws he has always given you. Now, let's go to, again, Deuteronomy chapter 5, 29-33. I only wanted to change their way of thinking. I wanted them to respect me and obey all my commandments from the heart. Then everything will be fine with them and with their descendants forever. Go and tell the people to go back to their tents. Now, okay. Verse number 29. Deuteronomy 5:29. I only wanted to change their way of thinking. I wanted them to respect me and obey all my commandments from their heart. Then everything will be fine with them and with their descendant. Lord, you gave us your instruction and told us to always obey them. Remember, we're still meditating. Time to meditate. With me, myself, and I, Pastor John Mamabolo. I am in our studio in Rubber Ridge. The time is 7:05 as we continue to meditate. Now, let's go to Joshua chapter 1, verse number 7. But you must be strong and brave about obeying the commandment my servant Moses gave you. If you follow his teachings exactly, you'll be successful in everything you do. If you follow, if you meditate on the teachings of God, you will be successful in everything you do. You will be successful in everything you do only if you obey and you stick to his commandment. Remember, it's the referral of Psalm 119 verse 4. When he say, Lord, you gave us your instruction and told us to always obey them. Now, the verses that I'm reading is a referral of this verse. That when you obey his commandment, when you obey his instruction, then you will be successful. The blessings of God are yours when you obey the instructions. Okay, let's go to Deuteronomy 30 verse 16. Be careful to obey every commandment I have told you to follow. Love the Lord your God, follow all his ways and be faithful to him. Love your God and follow his teachings. You'll be blessed. Blessings are yours. Time to meditate. Okay. Let's read Deuteronomy 11, verse 22. Okay, I think we read that one. Okay. Let's read Deuteronomy 11. Verse 18. The Lord says, you must listen carefully to the commandment I give you today. You must love the Lord your God and serve him with all your heart, with all your soul. If you do that, you will be blessed. All right. Let's read Matthew 28, verse number 20. Remember, we're still meditating. Teach them to obey everything that I have told you to do. You can be sure that I will be with you always, and I will continue with you until the end of time. Lord, you gave us your instruction, and you told us to always obey them. Let me read last one on the verse 4, the referral scripture, and then we will continue. Remember, it's time to meditate. This is a daily show that we are always doing it. It's a daily show that we always having it, that time to meditate. You woke up in the morning. I mean, now it's time to reflect of what you did during the day. It's time to reflect of what you did as you're waking. If are you proud of what you did? If not, then we correct. If yes, you say, okay, tomorrow I'm going to be better than yesterday. That is the show all about. Time to meditate. Okay. Let's go. John 14:15. I command you today to love the Lord your God. I command you to follow him and to obey his commandment. I command you today to love the Lord your God. I command you to follow him and to obey his commandment, laws and rules. Then you will live, and your nation will grow larger. And the Lord your God will bless you in the land that you are entering to take for your own. To take for your own. Alright. Jeremiah chapter 7, 23. I only gave you this command. Obey them, and I will be your God, and you will be my people. Do all that I command you, and good things will happen to you. Remember verse number 4 is saying, Lord, you gave us your instruction and told us to always obey them. That is what he said. Time to meditate with me, myself and I, Pastor John Mamawolo. Now let's just do this as we continue to meditate. Let's just run. Sigijimi. Let's go.
Thank you.
We are meditating. We still continue meditating. We are running Resalapi. We are running Resalapi. Let's go. Let's run. As we meditate, time is 7:04.
Radio Yona that bring hope to the heart and the soul to the people just for a soul. Our curriculum will be available on the internet. www.radio.bythegrace.org Our radio at bythegrace.org Our church number 073-269-2731 Our curriculum WhatsApp arena 083-289-4658
Greetings in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I welcome you to By the Grace Internet Radio Station, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul, whatever it takes for a soul. We love you and we appreciate your listening. Stay blessed. Amen.
Yeah, so we are continuing. Time to meditate. The time is 7:07. Today is 7th of August 2018. You are with me in our daily show from 6 to 9. Time to meditate with Pastor John Mamabolo. Now you can interact with us on our number 03-289-4656. That's a number that you can chat with us, send us WhatsApp, or you can even call us there, or you can Skype us on BTGM Radio, or you can send us email radio by the Grace Rock station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. Now, we are now reading. Remember, we are in the Psalm 119 verse 1. We are until 15. So, we were in verse number 4. Now, verse number 4, as I'm saying, it was saying, Lord, you gave us instruction and told us to always obey them. Now, I'm going to read Jeremiah 7, 22, and then we will go to verse number 5 of Psalm 119, verse 5. I only gave them this instruction. Obey me, and I'll be your God. And you will be my people. Do all that I command, and good thing will happen to you. Now, let's go to Psalm 119, verse number 5. How I wish I could be more faithful in obeying your laws. How I wish. That's what King David is saying. How I wish. Remember the heading of this chapter is, your word is a lamp to my feet. Your word is a lamp to my feet. How I wish I could be more faithful in obeying your laws. How I wish. Now now King David is pleading now. He's crying, he's making a vow to God. Good, he's pleading that how I wish that I could be more faithful in obeying your laws. I will be faithful in obeying your instruction. Because he knew that it is not easy just to obey the instruction of God. Now that's why he begged, he prayed and said, how I wish, how I wish that I will obey your instruction. It is not easy. Sometimes you find that people, let me just give an example. We sometimes fail to obey the instructions that is given to us by our bosses where we work. You find that they give you a simple instruction and then somehow you fail not to obey the instruction. Sometimes they can just tell you one thing, just do this, but sometimes you find that you delay to do it, but you're gonna do it, but you delay. But now King David is saying, how I wish I could be more faithful in obeying your laws. In obeying your laws, milau, laws. Not laws you lose, but laws in milau. Or how I wish. That is what he's saying. How I wish. How I wish. That is what David was saying. Remember, it's saying, your word is a light unto my feet. Now we are in verse number 5. If you have just joined us, the verse that we are reading is Psalm 119 verse 1. Now we are right in verse number 5. We continue. How I wish. So let me read it in the message. Oh, that my step may be steady, keeping to the course you said. That's what he's saying. He's asking God, that God, how I wish. Maybe you can say tonight, you can say this way, that Lord, how I wish. How I wish that I will be able to live according to your word. How I wish. Now, while we are there in the very same verse that saying, how I wish I will be more faithful in obeying your laws. Let's go to Hebrews chapter. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 21. Equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Now it's the same thing. Equip you, equip me, Lord, so that I can do your will, working in us so that I can please you, so that I can please you. Now let's go. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3:5. May the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and to the steadfast of Christ. We are still meditating. Let me repeat it. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 5. We pray that the Lord will cause you to feel God's love and remember Christ patiently, endurance. Endurance. That's what I say. Remember is a referral to the Psalm 119 verse 5. Remember I told you that Hebrews chapter 13 verse 21, 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 5. May the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and to the steadfastness of Christ. May God direct your hearts to the love of God. As I speak now, as I speak and I pray this prayer, that may God direct your hearts to the love of God and to the steadfast of Christ. Remember David said, O Lord, oh, that my ways may be steadfast in keeping you, that what he say. O Lord, how I wish I could be more faithful in obeying your laws. Now, let's go. Romans 7, 22 to 24. In my mind, I am happy with God's law, but I see another law working in my body. That law makes war against the law that my mind accepts. That other law working in my body is the law of sin, and that law makes me prisoner. What a miserable person am I! Who will save me from this body that brings death to me? That was Paul was saying. Remember here in Psalm 119, King David is pleading to God that God help me, how I wish that I could be more faithful in obeying your law. But when you read now, Paul is saying, in my mind I'm happy with God's law. In my mind I'm happy with God's law. But I see another law that is working in my body. That law makes war against the law that is in my mind, that my mind is accepting. And that other law is working in my body. And this other law is the law of sin. And this law, it wants to make me prison. Now, there was a song, a reggae song, that was sang by the late Lucky Dube. He said, I am a prisoner. Now you know, a law, a sin, will make you a prison. As I speak now, there are people who are a prisoner of alcohol. They are trying that they want to leave alcohol, but because of this law of sin, they are now a prisoner. They are now a prisoner of alcohol. But tonight, I believe that when we finish this show, God will restore you. Because remember, King David is pleading to God. He's saying, oh, how I wish I could be more faithful in obeying your laws. That's what he say. Psalm 51, verse number 10. Now remember, King David also, when you read in Psalm 51, 10, if you can read from verse 1, you will understand why you are saying, God, create a pure heart in me and make my spirit strong again. Now, King David as a king, let me just explain this story so that you can understand. In the book of Kings, the Bible says he saw a woman of one of his soldier bathing. Now, he looked into the woman and he fell in love, but he had lust. And he fell like he was out in the presence of God. Now, in now Psalm 51, it shows us that he prayed to God and said, God, create in me a pure heart and make my spirit strong again. That is why in Psalm 119:5 he said, how I wish I could be faithful in obeying your laws. Now in Psalm 51:10 he said, God, create a pure heart in me and make my spirit strong again. That's a prayer that David was praying. And that's a prayer that I'm praying in the studio. I'm praying for you, that may God make your heart be strong again. May God make your spirit strong again. Because I know that during the day, in the morning from now, there are things that disturbed you that you feel that, no, tomorrow I will never go work to work again. I will never go and work with that manager. But tonight I'm saying, as we are praying, we say, Lord, create in me a pure heart and make my spirit strong again. As I pray now, as I say this word, that may God make your spirit strong again, so that tomorrow you can face that situation. There's a song that is saying, I know that I will be able to face tomorrow. I know I will be able to face tomorrow. Now, I'm saying to you, King David said, God, create in me a pure heart and make my spirit strong again. Remember in 1195, the verse, the chapter that we are meditating with, saying, how I wish I could be more faithful in obeying your laws. Now in Psalm 51:10, it says, God, create in me a pure heart and make my spirit strong again. That's a prayer that I'm praying as we continue with the show. The time is 20 past 7. You are with me as we meditate. So let's just go to the shop. Then we will come back and we will continue. But when we come to the shop, when we are going to the shop, we are going, I'm going to do this, then we will, let's do this.
Radio Yona, that bring hope to the heart and the soul to the people, just for a soul. Our parakremul dagalin larin la internet la www.radio@bythegrace.org over radio@bythegrace.org over the church monumero yeya 073-269-2731 over kremu WhatsApp yawina ya
89 4658 BCCSA, Broncos Complaint Commission of South Africa. By the grace, right to you. You decide a manana amabu uchi mochi amabu rata. Utona ni naneo la huni a doctor. With Pastor Mrs. NB Mamabolo. 12 to 3 p.m. Time to mediate. With John Mamabolo. 6 to 9 p.m. Whipping my dust. For the night by joy comes in the morning. With Pastor Patrick Mundebele. 8 to 9 a.m. Different colors, white people, with Pastor Nathan Kurumbero Malachi, 9 to 12 a.m. Streets Healing and Talk with Samuel Malapani, 3 to 6 p.m.
Greetings in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I welcome you to By the Grace Internet Radio Station, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul, whatever it takes for a soul. We love you and we appreciate your listening. Stay blessed. Amen. Greetings in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I welcome you to By the Grace Internet Radio Station, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul, whatever it takes for a soul. We love you and we appreciate your listening. Stay blessed. Amen.
Yeah, we are continuing to meditate. The time is 7:24. You're still with me, myself, and I, Pastor John Mamabolo, as we continue to meditate. You are listening to By the Grace Radio, station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul, whatever it takes for a soul. You can send us WhatsApp on 03289-4658. You can call us on 03289-4658. You can send us Skype on radio at Skype on BTGM Radio. You can send us email at radio at bythegrace.org. You can chat to us on www.radio.bythegrace.org under a chat box there. Now I continue to read. Remember, before we go to break, I said to you, God, create a pure heart in me and make my spirit strong again. That is a referral for Psalm 119 verse 5. The verse that I'm reading now is Psalm 51 verse number 10. That I read, that is when David said, Lord, create in me a new heart. Now let's read Jeremiah 31 verse 33. In the future, I will make this agreement with the people of Israel. This message is from the Lord. I will put my teachings in their mind, and I will write them on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. Now God will put his teachings in your mind, and he will write it in your heart. Now in your mind, you meditate, heart and mind. There's two things. You meditate with mind, and the heart also do that. Now let's read again. We go to verse number 6. Then I will never feel ashamed when I look closely at your commandment. I will never feel ashamed when I look closely at your commandment. Now remember, it's King David. He's saying, your word is a light unto my feet. Your word is a light unto my feet. That's what he say. Your word is light unto my feet. That is a heading for this chapter that we just read in tonight. Remember, I read from Psalm 119. I started from verse 1. I am in now verse number 6. When he said, then I will never feel ashamed when I look closely at your command. I will never look ashamed when I look back at your command. So what I want this to happen, I want you to understand, is as we meditate, I want you, as we meditate, that when you look back on what you meditated, you see, I know I'm going to do it right. Because when we meditate, we are meditating. Reason for us to meditate. We meditate so that we are correcting the mistake. In other words, we are building what we didn't do right. So that is the meditation all about. We meditate on today's life in the morning. As I said, that some people, they woke up at 5 o'clock. Some they woke up at 6. Some they woke up at 3. Some they woke up at 2. Some they woke up at 7. Main purpose was to go and work. Main purpose was to go and market. Main purpose was to go and do whatever. Now tonight, as we have gathered, wherever you are in your house, you may be sleeping, you may be listening to me in your car, you may be listening to me to your study room, you may be listening to me at work, but as I'm saying to you, it's time to meditate. As we meditate, it is awesome. God is good. God loves you, and He will continue to be with you. The time is 7:39 as we still meditating. Now, we are now, remember in verse number 6 when He said, "Then I will never feel ashamed when I look closely at your command." I will never feel ashamed when I look closely at your command. In other words, I want you not to be ashamed. After this show, I want you not to be ashamed so that you can be able to face tomorrow. Because sometimes we fail. Now, failure is not final. As I say now, maybe today you went to interview, you thought that you made it, I've nailed it. But, or maybe they give you the results of the interview that you went last week or last month, and you told yourself that you nailed it. But unfortunately, you never nailed it. They give you the results that you didn't make it. But don't give up. Don't give up. God is there with you. Don't give up. God is there right to you. Don't give up. God is there right to you. Then we are continuing. Let's read the referral verse, which is Job 22, verse 26. Then you will enjoy God all-powerful, and you will look up to Him. That is Job 22, 26. Now let's read John, 1 John chapter 3, verse 20-21. My dear friends, if we don't feel that we are doing wrong, we can be without fear when we come to God. Right? 1 John chapter 2, verse 28. Yes, my dear child, live in me. If we do this, we can be without fear on the day when Christ comes again. We will not need to hide and be ashamed when He comes. Remember, King David said, "Then I will never feel ashamed when I look closely at your command." But now, 1 John 2:28, he said, "Yes, my dear friends, live in me. If we do this, we can be without fear on the day when He comes again. We will not need to hide and be ashamed when He comes." We need to live in God. If you allow God to rule your life, if you allow God to live in you, if you allow God to control you, you won't be ashamed. You won't be ashamed. You won't be afraid of anything. You won't be afraid of anything. Now we go to Psalm 119 verse 8. Remember, it's a referral of verse number 6. Let me obey your laws perfectly so that I will not be ashamed. Let me obey your laws perfectly so that I will not be ashamed. Okay. Now, Daniel chapter 12, verse 3 to 2. Verse 2 to 3. There are many who are dead and buried. Some of them will wake up and live forever, but others will wake up to shame and disagree forever. The wise people will shine as bright as the sky. Those who teach others to live right will shine like stars forever and forever. Forever and forever. Now, as we continue to meditate, I around God too, there is, I'm going to call someone as a surprise. I'm going to call someone as a surprise. I have been told that yesterday was this person's birthday. His husband told me. Now he wanted us to surprise. Now I'm going to do it at around quarter to eight. Remember, we're still meditating. So in other words, when I call this person, I'll be meditating with this person. I will ask him some few questions. I will ask her some few questions. And then, yeah, then we'll take it from there. Now, let's go to verse number 7. The more I understand how fair your laws are, the more surely I will praise you. The more I understand how fair how laws are, the more surely I will praise you. The more I understand how fair your laws are, the more surely I will praise you. That's what David is saying in verse number 7. Okay. Let's read it in NIV. NIV. New International Vision. I will praise you with an honest heart as I learn about how fair your decisions are. I will praise you with an honest heart as I learn about how fair your decisions are. That's what they say. I will praise you with an honest heart as I learn how fair your decisions are. That's what they say. Remember in NIV. NIV is saying that. Now, let's go back to English Revived Vision. When they say, the more I understand how fair your laws are, the more surely I will praise you. Okay? Now, let's go. Let's read it with International Standard Vision. I will praise you with an upright heart as I learn your righteousness deeds. That's what they say. Okay? Now, I don't know with what vision, what translation do you have there. So, yeah. So, you can read with whatever that you have. But, okay. Let me go to Good News Bible. As I learn your righteousness judgment, I will praise you with a pure heart. I will praise you with a pure heart. Okay. Contemporary English Vision. I will do right and praise you by learning to respect your perfect laws. I will do right and praise you by learning to respect your perfect laws. That is what it says. Remember, you are in By the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, just for a soul. Whatever it takes for a soul. Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, just for a soul. Whatever it takes for a soul. 083-289-4658. Radio@bythegrace.org. www.radio.bythegrace.org. BTGM Radio on Skype. You can find us. Time to meditate with me, myself and I, Pastor John Mamabolo. The time is 7:38. Remember, I promised you that by God or two, I'm going to call someone. Now, let's continue. Let's continue reading. To our listener, those who have joined us now, we appreciate your listening, your tuning in. We love you. Continue tuning in. We appreciate your effort. Now let's read. Psalm 119 verse 71 is a referral to 119 verse 7. I will burst into song of praise because you have taught me your laws. Psalm 9 verse 1. To the director, use the Alama of Ben, a song of David. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell about the wonderful things you have done. I believe that you, the listener, there are wonderful things that God has done today. You are welcome to share with us that. You are welcome to share with us. We continue to meditate. Now let's go to Psalm 86, verse 12 to Psalm 86, verse 12 to 13. My Lord God, I praise you with all my heart. I will honor your name forever. You have such great love for me. You save me from the place of death. As I speak now, there are people that were saved from terrible accidents. There are people that were saved from sickness. There are people that were saved from death. Now you also have something to say as we meditate. Now let's go to 1 Chronicles 29:13-17. Is a referral to Psalm 119, verse 7. Now, O God, we thank you and we praise your glorious name. All these things didn't come from me and my people. All these things come from you. We are only giving back to you things that come from you. We are only strangers traveling through this world like our ancestors. Our time on earth is like a passing shadow, and we cannot stop it. Lord, our God, we gathered all these things to build your temple. We build it to honor your name, but all these things have come from you. Everything belongs to you. My God, I know that you test people and that you are happy when people do what is right. I gladly give you all these things with a pure, honest heart. I see your people gathered here, and I see that they are happy about giving these things to you. Okay? Now, let's go to Psalm 119, verse 12. It's the referral, okay? We will read it when we come to verse 12. Okay, let's go to Psalm 25, verse 4 to 5. It's a referral to Psalm 119, verse 7. Lord, help me learn your ways. Show me how you want me to live. Guide me and teach me your truth. You are my God, my Savior. You are the one I have been waiting for. You are the one that I have been waiting for. Lord, help me learn your ways. Show me how you want me to live. Tonight as we meditate, you can say this word, show me how to live. Now, let me just play this song. Then when we come back, as I promised you, I will do what I promised you. Let's go. Thank you. I told you, let me just do this. Let me just get. Okay, let's do. You can sing this song wherever you are. You can sing this song wherever you are. Still meditating with me, myself, and I, Pastor John Mamawolo. The time is 7:47. We're still meditating. God is good. This is a daily show that we are having from 6 to 9 on our radio. That bring hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul.
Greetings in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I welcome you to By the Grace Internet Radio Station, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul, whatever it takes for a soul. We love you and we appreciate your listening. Stay blessed. Amen.
By the Grace Radio, just with you. BCCSA, Bronchitis Complaint Commission of South Africa. By the Grace Radio, you decide a manana amabo chibochi ambamu rata. Utona nene wala, who need a doctor? With Pastor Mrs. NB Mamabolo, 12 to 3 p.m. Time to mediate with John Mamabolo, 6 to 9 p.m. Whipping my last for the night by joy comes in the morning with Pastor Patrick Mundebele, 8 to 9 a.m. Different colors, one people with Pastor Nathan Kolofero Malachi, 9 to 12 a.m. Streets Healing and Talk with Samuel Malapani, 3 to 6 p.m.
Yeah, let me just play this song from Mutle Jehova. We're still meditating. The time is 7:50, 10 minutes to 8. Let's go. This song is the album Letter Read by Rahava Mapunya. If you want this CD, I will give you the number you can contact here. It's a blessed CD, Mutle Jehova. Let me try to get let's do this. Let's do this. Remember, we're still meditating. You are with me, myself, and I, Pastor John Mamawolo. We're still meditating. The time is 19:53. 3:02. 3:02. 8. So we are meditating. So we are in verse number 7 of Psalm 119. Yeah, we are in verse number 7, 119. Station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people by the Grace Radio. Just for a soul. The more I understand how fair your laws are, the more surely I will praise you. Okay. Let's go. Psalm 143:10. Show me what you want me to do. You are my God. Let your good spirit lead me over level ground. Let your spirit lead me over level ground. Wherever you are, you need the spirit of God to lead you all over. Show me what you want me to do. You are my God. Let your good spirit lead me over and over. Let's just sing this song. Let's just sing together and dance wherever you are. You may be in your car, you may be in your house, wherever you may be. Let's just sing and dance together. You know, even if you don't know how to do the step, you can just try. Back and forward. Back and forward. Back and forward. Back and forward. It's true. He's wonderful. He's wonderful. Back and forth. Back and forth. That's the step. If you don't know how to do the step, you can do that way. Back and forth. Yeah, it's time to meditate. We're still meditating. The time is 2 minutes to 8. We're still meditating. You are with me, myself, and I, Pastor John Mamabolo. Station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. Just for a soul. Now, I was in verse 1143:10. It's the referral of Psalm 1197. Show me what you want me to do. You are my God. Let your good spirit lead me over level ground. Now let's go to verse number 8. I will obey your laws, so please don't leave me. He's saying, Lord, I will obey your laws. Please don't leave me. I want this to be your prayer tonight, that Lord, don't leave me. I will do whatever. I will obey your laws. Don't leave me. Because if God leaves you, believe in me, you will be in a problem. If God will leave you, or you will be in a problem. Don't allow God to leave you. That is why when you read in the Genesis, the Bible says when Jacob was going back home to meet his brother Esau, he prayed, he said, Lord, I will not leave you until you bless me. I want this to be your prayer every day, that Lord, I will not leave your laws. Don't leave me. I do not live without you. There's a song that I hear they almost sing. It's just that I don't have it in our playlist and say, Lord, I will not live. I do not live without you. Don't leave me, Lord. When you bless others, don't forget to bless me. Now, let's go to the referral for Psalm 1198. Let's go to 119-115. Don't come near me who you are evil, so I can obey my God's command. Now he's saying, when I Satan, don't come near me when I evil, because I want to be able to obey Lord's command. Because sometimes when the devil comes around us, he makes us to forget God's law. He makes us to forget the laws of God. That is what the devil, that's why now David is saying, when I Satan, don't come near me, so that I can obey my God's command. Let's go. 119-106. Your laws are good and fair. I have promised to obey them, and I will keep them by my promise. Your laws are good and fair. I have promised to obey them, and I will keep my promise. I will keep my promise. Now, let's go to Joshua 24:15. But maybe you don't want to serve the Lord. You may choose for yourself today. Today, you must decide who you will serve. Will you serve the gods that your ancestor worshipped when they lived on the other side of the Ethiopian River? Or will you serve the gods of the Amorites who live in the land? You must choose for yourself. But as for me and my family, we will serve the Lord. Okay. Psalm 119-176. I have wandered away like a lost sheep. Come and find me. I am your servant. I have not forgotten your command. Remember on Friday we said, the man came to his senses. He said, I will go back home. We said it's time to go back home. Now here David is saying, I have wandered away like a lost sheep. Come and find me. I am your servant. I have not forgotten your command. Alright. 119-116-117. Support me, Lord, as you promised, and I will live. I trust in you, so don't disappoint me. Help me, and I will be saved. I will always give attention to your law. Okay. Now let's jump. We go to Psalm 119, verse 9. How can a young people live a pure life? By obeying your word. By obeying your word. Let's go to verse 10. I try with all my heart to save you. Help me obey your command. Verse 11. I study your teachings very carefully so that I will not sin against you. I study your teachings. I meditate on your teachings day and night. I study your teachings very carefully so that I will not sin against you. Let's go to verse 12. Lord, you are worthy of praise. Teach me your laws. Verse 18. I will repeat the laws we have heard from you. I will repeat the laws we have heard from you. Let me read it. Verse 18. With my lips I will declare all the rules of your mouth. Verse number 40. In the way of your testimonies, I delight as much as in all riches. Now, we come to verse 15, which is our last verse. And then I will be signing off. Now, before I sign off, before we read that verse 15, let's just do this.
By the grace of radio, BCCSA, Broncos Complaint Commission of South Africa. By the grace right to you, you decide the manana amabu chibuti ammamu water. Utona nene wala huni e daughter. with Pastor Mrs. NB Mamabolo, 12 to 3 p.m. Time to Mediate with John Mamabolo, 6 to 9 p.m. Whipping My Dust for the Night by Joy comes in the morning with Pastor Patrick Mundebele, 8 to 9 a.m. Different Colors One People with Pastor Nathan Kolofelo Malachi, 9 to 12 a.m. Streams Healing and Talk with Samuel Malapani, 3 to 6 p.m. Yona Idilaga Gospel Band Winning Soul Campaign by the Grace Radio Yona that bring hope to the heart and the soul to the people just for a soul. Our curriculum will be available on the internet www.radio@bythegrace.org over radio at bythegrace.org over the church mo numero yeya 073-269-2731 over curriculum WhatsApp ya rina ya
Greetings in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I welcome you to By the Grace Internet Radio Station, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul, whatever it takes for a soul. We love you and we appreciate your listening. Stay blessed. Amen.
Yeah, so we are still meditating. The time is 7 past 8. In a few minutes, I will be signing off. It is awesome. It is awesome. We are in, we are radio. We are By the Grace Radio Station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people just for a soul. God is good. It's awesome. 0832894658, the WhatsApp number. 0832894658. You can call. 0732692731. You can also call Radio at By the Grace dot org. You can also send us an email. You can chat with us www.radio.bythegrace.org on our chat line there, and then you can chat with us. Tell us. So now we read verse number 15. That's the verse, last verse that we read, and then we will sign off. I will meditate on your precept and fix my eyes on your ways. He say after he did everything, he said, I will meditate on your precept and fix my eyes on your ways. That's what we do. Time to meditate. Now let's read meditation. Psalm 119 verse 23. Even though princes sit plotting against me, your servant will meditate on your status. Okay. Now Psalm 119:48. I will lift my hands towards your commandment, which I love, and I will meditate on your statutes. Okay. 11978. Let the insolent be put to shame, because they have wronged me with falsehood. As for me, I will meditate on your precepts. Okay? Right. 119131. I open my mouth and pant because I long for your commandment. Okay? Psalm 1:2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditate day and night. James 1:25. But the one who look into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and prevent being no heart who forget but a doer acts, he will be blessed in his doing. So we are still meditating, still continue to meditate, and God is good as we continue to meditate. And then let me just continue reading 119:117. How hold me up that I may be safe and have regarded for your statutes continuously. Now is a referral of 15. I will meditate on your precept and fix my eyes on your ways. As we meditate, so we meditated, we continue meditate. I'm going to play these songs, and then when I come back, we will sign off. It's been awesome. We will also pray, ask God as we meditated, so that our day tomorrow will be perfect. So let's just do this. There's a song I'm going to play by Jimmy D, and then I'll play this song by Jimmy D, and just listen to it. It will follow by Ada, Only You, followed by David G, My Trust, and then from there I think we will say bye bye. Let's do this. only Jesus. He made the blind to see. He made the dead to rise up. Jesus, my provider. That is Ada. Probably saying that song. So I think I'm gonna sign off. No, but before I sign off, I just want to make a short prayer. Then as we sign off, let me just pray as we sign off. Daddy, I thank you tonight for being with us in the show as we sign off. I believe that everybody who listened, everybody who's going to listen to this show in a podcast, their life will never be the same. I believe. Father Lord, as we are meditating and tomorrow is a new day, I believe that we have learned today, we will see different. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, God. Amen. Okay, as I sign off, let me just, let's just dance a bit to the outside. I'll sign off, and then tomorrow same time. Stay blessed. Bye-bye.
Let's go.